Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. With Kristoff heading off to file the case against Michelle Crichton, the gals get to work gathering witnesses. They convince some reclaimers to head back to the island in search of survivors, and then gather Martin, Carla, and head off to wait for Kit, who is supposed to be returning today to help with the trial. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session.
Where do you want to wait?
That's a great question. Well, he was going to do a quick flight. Is there a Dragonair or a Wyvern carrier around here?
There is an Airtrack, and it's like an hour away.
Oh, gosh. Well, I suppose we can just wait near where the main road comes into town, because Kit would be coming from that direction, I suppose.
Sure. We could kind of, if he's coming into town, if we sit by those benches in the park, then we should have a clear view of the entrance, you know?
Okay.
And we don't have to stand for however long.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay, let's, I guess, do that. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So he leads you back to that little meridian. It's not far. It's like directly across the street. Again, you pass by that little tourist shack with the Warforged inside. You pass by that statue, and then you see a number of benches. And on one of the benches, you see an old orc woman dressed in black. And the other ones are empty. So he says, you just want to sit on this one over here?
Sure.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, the sea.
It is nice to take a sit, isn't it?
Yeah. There's something really pretty about, you know, all the snow meeting up with the sea.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. It looks like a pure white beach.
Great. How long do you guys wait?
As long as it takes.
Okay.
Not that long, but you know, long enough, I guess.
An hour passes. Hugh looks at you and he goes, it's still early, so I guess if you had to fly back last night or last afternoon, and then he should probably be getting in within the hour, right?
Maybe. Did he not say where he would, I guess, be heading to?
He said he'd come back to town. He said he'd meet us here, right?
Yeah, no, he did. He did. I just...
Yeah.
I mean, I believe him. He seemed very adamant about helping us out. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Basically, I can only assume it's a total yes to him helping us out unless...
Yeah, no, he seemed adamant about it. So
yeah.
Maybe he's just not here yet.
Unless he kind of got caught up on the way. And Bob is going to look at Jess. and then look away. But I guess we can wait a little longer. Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty peaceful here.
Yeah, it's nice.
And while they've been waiting, Jessica's been kind of just looking over her spell book, just flipping through, as a wizard tends to do.
All right, you guys wait, and about 30 minutes later, you hear a noise approaching the town.
Jessica looks up from her spell book.
It sounds very leaf-like and wooden as you see Kristoff entering the town again.
Oh, hi,
Kristoff.
Hi. Oh, sorry for the wait.
No,
oh, gosh,
no,
we were
waiting for Kit, actually. No worries.
Oh, really? How's it going?
Well, we have got everyone agreed that was on our witness list besides Kit, who had gone out of town to take care of some...
Really, you got them all. So we have Q, the Hammers, we have Miss Grande, and of course Rachel as a backup.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, incredible work.
Oh yeah, you know.
Marvelous, so... I filed the paperwork, and they should be processing it. Hopefully, I greased the wheels a little bit, and I asked that we get expedited processing. So, if all goes well, the judge promised me that we would have a court date on the 5th, so the day after tomorrow. And hopefully, all the paperwork should be filled out and filed and put away tonight. And tomorrow they will begin to issue out notices, to the jury and prosecution and all that.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, I still don't know who the defense is. It should be decided by tonight, and the defense should be notified tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. And I mean, when you got as strong of a case as we have, it doesn't even matter who the defense is, because we've got this case, and it's nice and strong, and we're gonna do really great.
Yeah.
And that's my little song.
He's like dancing a little bit. He looks like Baby Groot. And then he goes,
okay, so we're just waiting for Kit here?
I mean, didn't he say morning? I feel like he said he'd be back by the next morning, did he not?
He did, but I think he also just didn't consider how long it would realistically take. I see him as one of those types of people, to be honest. Not a bad thing, but I do think he would kind of, you know what I mean?
I know, because it's quite the distance to get all the way to...
No, my point exactly. I don't think he really thought about it. So maybe it's best to just head back into town or head back to Q's. I mean, what time is it now?
Right now it's maybe mid-afternoon.
Okay, well, I don't know about you all, but we kind of did everything on our to-do list for now besides finding out defense and what have you.
So maybe we can find Kit tomorrow?
Yeah, I feel like...
Yeah.
Tomorrow he should definitely be here by then, yeah.
Marvelous.
Marvelous indeed, I would say. Gosh, well, after such a good work day, we've certainly, And Jessica's just kind of like staring out to sea and just like lost for words. And I have no idea what I'm saying right now.
That's okay.
Brain has gone foggy.
Kristoff, sorry. It's been a long day and it's been a long past couple of days. We just finally took a seat, you know, and it's been nice just sitting and looking out. Hey, scoot over real quick, Cube. Scoot over.
Oh, don't worry. And he grows roots under his butt and sits on them.
Oh.
Wow, that is a talent. That is a talent right there. My goodness, my gracious.
That's a great skill. I hope that's on your resume. That's fantastic. I think maybe we can all just sit here for a little bit, maybe like a couple minutes, and just really sit with what we're doing, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Take in the gravity of what we've got.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah.
Rather peaceful.
In it?
Very.
Yeah, crazy to think that there are a bunch of man-eating monsters just a little ways away that way.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay.
Well,
I feel good.
I feel great. That was a very nice, relaxing moment for all of us. I guess we best head on back. I mean, cute. Now, I know that Mrs. Muffin provided us with a bit of sustenance before.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really nice if we took care of dinner tonight.
Oh, I didn't. I thought you guys weren't coming back today.
Well, Q, we didn't order a room now, did we? We ended up getting those day passes.
Yay!
Silly. Now, if I give you a list of ingredients and a bit of change, would you run to market?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
There's a farmer's market that I know that I know Mrs. Muffin sells at sometimes. I could go over there if you don't mind me taking one of the rafters.
Oh, no, absolutely. Go on ahead. And Jessica writes down a recipe for her family recipe of a meat pie.
Hey, Jess, put a cup. Put to get another cup because we broke the other one. Put a cup.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here, take some extra change, Q. And Bob is gonna put in 10 gold.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That feels like a lot for groceries.
Is it? All right, here's 5.
Yeah, that should be more than enough. I'll give you guys back whatever change is left over.
Well, thank you so much, Q. Okay, the raptors are there, and you've got my list here.
Do you want me to meet you back here, or...?
You know, I think we'll meet you at the cabin, if that's good for you, because now that we've been there, we know our way.
Sure, as long as you don't get lost.
I doubt we will. I think we'll be fine.
Okay, great. Congrats, guys. This feels really good.
It sure does. Oh, my
We're
goodness.
We're going to help people.
Yeah, we are.
Doesn't it? It feels good to help people. Gosh. Yeah. Wow.
All right. I guess I'll see you guys back home.
See you back home, bud.
Goodbye, Mr. Goldthwaite.
Goodbye.
And Q heads off, and Kristoff goes,
well, I guess if we're done here for the day, I'm probably going to go turn in as well.
Yes, please. Go get some rest.
Yeah.
All right. Pleasure meeting you all. I look forward to speaking with Mr. Hera tomorrow.
As do we all.
All right. Get a good night's rest.
Shall do. You too, bud.
And he goes away.
And then there were two.
Jess, we gotta break into that courthouse tonight.
Yeah. We sure do. We sure do. And that's why I sent him on the grocery trip, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, he did say that they should have it decided by tonight, but, I mean... So the information should be available tonight, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. All right, how do you want to game plan that real quick? So if we go back, we'll be there for dinner, but then once they're all knocked out, I mean, after a good hearty meal like that, we should be in the clear, right?
I mean, my meat pie would put a bugbear to sleep.
Well, that's good.
But I was also thinking, I mean, would we want to go before dinner? I don't know.
Well, I thought that too, but then I figured, what if we get caught up or held up or someone sees us? Because I kind of thought we wanted to go when no one was really around.
Well, you know, the ride is roughly 3 hours to the courthouse. And so since it is currently mid-afternoon, you would probably be arriving right around closing time.
Closing time.
I mean, I guess we could go tonight.
And I'm sure we could come up with some excuse. Oh, I'm so sorry that we're late for a dinner, you know.
The raptors got tired.
The raptors got tired. Had to give them a little bit of a break. And mm-hmm. then also, we could also say, as we were leaving town, we had some folks that stopped us for a drink in the beer garden.
Okay. No, that could work. Okay. Let's do that then. Let's get that out of the way, I think, maybe. Sooner the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well... Go team.
Go team, huh?
We're halfway there.
I don't believe you.
This is the Halftime Ad. With Nikki B.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Halftime Zone. It is officially cuffing season, which then turns into huffing and puffing season, which then turns into snuffing season. All right, you're gonna cuff your partner, you're gonna do the old huff and puff with your partner, then you're gonna get sick of and snuff your partner. But while you're doing the huff and puff, you want to make sure that your stuff is up to snuff. You want to make sure that your hair down there is square. So that's my transition for the ad clip. All right, there you go.
These nuts roasting on an open fire would be so much better smooth. Yuletide trimmer without need for a wire and reviver to tone 'em and to soothe. Every listener knows a discount with a special code helps to keep your nethers fresh. Manscaped keeps your hair nicely mowed and gentle on your folds of flesh. Oh, hi there. It's me, Jessica Felcher. And if you're looking for a great holiday gift, then look no further than the offerings found with Manscaped. Whether you need to keep those chestnuts trimmed like a Christmas tree, or keep the chimney cleared for Santa's arrival, the folks at Manscaped have you covered. From the Lawnmower 4.0 to the comfiest pairs of boxer briefs you'll ever slide your legs into, Manscaped has offerings perfect to help you stuff your stocking. Make sure to use code TRIMBUS for 20% off your order and free shipping. This holiday season, thanks to Manscaped, the only thing you'll be snagging are great deals, not your nethers. Happy holidays from the folks at Drimbus and from our sponsor, Manscaped.
All right, there you go. Today's episode sponsored by Manscaped. So if you want to look real nice for cuffing season for the holidays, you know, give somebody a little some special to behold. Why not get a gift for yourself or somebody you know and head on down to manscaped.com. Use the offer code DRIMBUS to get 20% off your order. All right. Almost set? You short on prospects for cuffing season? Well, here's a list of cuffable people. Jerry Benetatos, Queso Loco, Greta Beignet, Alejandro Lopez, Ace Andrews, Thomas Murphy, Regina Russell, Salty, Adrian Bundy, Sam Olivos, Jordan Cobb, The Unnamed Rogue, John Gillette, Chloe G, Connie on our DVD, NB Star, Stevie B. Keys, Doubtful Guest, Michael Richters, Davis Walden, Denny Dewdrop, Myth Mouse, Will Woodwall, Callie Wolf, Brandon M. Bishop, Bridge, Punky Goat, Twiglets, Joanna, Westberger, Stan Sitzman, Kia Green, Aaron Adams, Nathan Mesnard, Ruth Anatos, Morgan Lawson, Olivia Hill, Wilhelm Fox, Tripp, and Carrie Holmes. Right. I mean, as far as I know, maybe not all of them are cuffable, but I got a feeling for Wilhelm Fox, you'll be good to go there. And if not, whoever's got Wilhelm's a lucky day. All right. Next week, we will be our last You're On episode for the year, followed by an exciting holiday special to close out the year. So stay tuned for that. We love you all. I love you all. Hope you're having a wonderful winter break time, winter season. Happy holidays. I'm going to put you back in the episode now.
The
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
As we mount up on the raptors, Jessica takes a moment to go, Barbara, how you doing?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Breakfast this morning, I happened to notice you were just taking a moment to really take in that cup of tea.
It was a good cup of tea.
Well, you were staring at it. Well, and I know you were your visual processors.
I was expecting chocolate milk, but...
Oh, that's right. Well,
no,
you were also...
No,
yeah, I don't know. Are you...
I'm fine.
You
just,
okay?
I'm fine. I was just thinking about the overall, you know, what we're doing here, kind of, and,
Yeah, I've been having a similar thinkings, you know, thoughts.
Ooh, yeah.
That brain of mine.
Yeah. I just know, I guess, and we have to do this to then, in the long run, it'll be better, right? That's kind of the point, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is in fact what we have been told. Yeah.
Then why doesn't it feel that way?
You know, I was wondering the exact same thing.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad I'm not alone in my feelings, I guess. But,
yeah.
I don't know. This whole trip has just been really eye-opening, you know? One of my very first few times that I've really been out here in the field, and, I don't know, I've just seen a lot more than I expected to. I'm thinking a lot more than I've ever really needed to. Not that I've never thought before, but, like, you know, real thought. Like, my own thought. You know? Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. I know exactly what you mean, and... It's tough when doing the right thing isn't as straightforward as you always thought it might be, you know?
Yeah.
This world is so made of gray areas that I really thought this would be easier, you know?
Yeah.
Life. Finding your way. What's good? What's bad? The right thing, the wrong thing. It all feels so... so gosh darn difficult.
Yeah. Did it feel like that, you don't have to answer this question, but... did it always feel like that? Like, before you, before you met Haggie and stuff?
I mean... I'm a simple gal from a small town, but I don't know. I think things felt more straightforward before Haggie, but I don't think Haggie is necessarily what's made me pause. I think it's other experiences, you know?
Yeah.
Because Haggie has such a clear vision for the future.
Yeah, no, I yeah, trust me, I
and
know that.
And that kind of clarity is easy to follow. It's when you run around Ulmerisia with some with some folk that don't always have a clear vision of the of what is ahead, and you start to explore those gray areas, you know? It's just, that's where the tough, the morality comes into play, and the questions, and you don't have the answers, and it starts making you think about, have I always been doing the right things for good reasons, or am I doing the wrong things for right reasons, or am I doing the wrong things for the wrong reasons?
Those are a lot of questions, yeah.
Ooh.
Ah. Do you ever miss the guys?
I think in my own way, yeah. I do.
Hmm. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I just remember listening to a lot of, or I guess, well, watching you all, and reading about all the things that you had to do, and just, I mean, it sounded like they were definitely a tough group, but especially that Thomas, good Lord, I don't know how you did that.
Oh, gosh,
but.
Thomas. Thomas is, he's a stubborn, stubborn guy, but you know, he does what he thinks is right. And like Haggie, he has a certain level of clarity. He doesn't ever seem to question things too much. He has a very strong center of what is leading him.
Mm-hmm.
I admire that. It's a leadership quality. It's why I guess he kind of always kept saying that he was the main lawyer and we were just his...
His assistants?
His assistants, his associates, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah. It just gets kind of foggy when everyone starts to think they're right. It's like, okay, but, I mean, someone's gotta be wrong, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the only things that we can be sure of in this life are life and death, and you're gonna be right and wrong about those eventually.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess we can take comfort in that kind of clarity and finality, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we just need to figure out our own rights and wrongs, you know? Maybe?
Yeah. That we do. That we do, Barbara. Have you had any thoughts on what those might be for yourself?
I'm still thinking on it, honestly, but I've had some ideas.
Good. Some starting ideas are always good. It means the seeds are planting and just gotta keep tending to that garden and make it grow.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we have this lovely scenery to watch as we're having this chat as we're going along here.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, I know winter can be cold, but sometimes as the light kind of is getting into this time of day and it just kind of twinkles in the frost of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Makes these kind of questions just a little bit less difficult to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're admiring the beautiful scenery, you see it in the distance as you pull back up on the court of the Northern Isles. Its clean, minimal architecture stands out amongst the rough, jagged cliffs. The white walls catch the hues of purple, pink, and orange in a breathtaking way. Just by the front entrance, you see a reclaimer in white plate mail armor.
Shall we, just kind of take the raptors for a lap around the courthouse and kind of get an idea for any entrances and exits?
Sounds good.
Okay. Are you doing so stealthily, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, roll a stealth
or
check.
Or at the very least, casually.
Sure. If you want to go casually, let me know.
Ooh,
and roll a performance.
Stealthily, baby. 22.
Okay, 22. You kind of hug the cliff sides. There's a lot of slopes here because it's right on a cliff. It's like a beautiful, scenic, mm-hmm. almost impractical building. And you know that this little bit of the courthouse that you see sticking out here is actually only the tip of the iceberg, as it has so many subterranean levels that it's kind of built into the cliff. But you skirt your way around and you don't see any other ways in. What you do notice is by the hitching posts, there are two horses hitched up, but it seems like the vast majority of whoever was here during the day is gone. Like, it's a pretty empty parking lot.
Hmm.
With the sun setting, you gathered that it must be probably about 7 o'clock-ish, if not maybe a little later.
Mm-hmm.
And based on when you left last time, you know that the court is no longer open for the public.
What do you think, Barb? Do you think a guard out front here is the night guard, the night shift, or do you think he's going to be departing in anytime soon?
I think, based on the horses still here and him, he either owns one of the horses or he is on night duty. Maybe we just let these horses go, see if that kind of distracts him off, and if it doesn't, then we play a different card.
Okay, I like your thinking there.
I think I'm gonna take a note out of Q's book, you know, maybe don't have to be too aggressive until we gotta be. You catch my drift?
I agree. Oh yeah.
Okay. And if we do, then the raptors have food. Just saying.
So the hitching post for the horses is basically, imagine like nice marble like steps right up to like a big building.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are hitching posts on either side of the steps. The two horses are currently on the ones to the right of the steps. And the reclaimer is standing guard, right? Like, it looks like he's standing at a post at the entrance, so relatively close to the horses. But he's also kind of leaning just a little bit. Like, he's not super chillaxed, but, like, his back is against a very smooth stone pillar.
Barbara, let me go ahead and try something here. I've got an idea, something that might try to spook the horses.
Okay.
And Jessica is going to go ahead and cast Minor Illusion.
Uh-huh.
Classic. And she's going to conjure the image of a snake near the hitching posts to try to spook the horses.
Okay.
To break free of their hitch post and run away.
You said your DC is 13?
That is correct.
Okay. You conjure Minor Illusion of a snake, and we see a little snake slither. And one of the horses, it is this chestnut brown with dappled like white and pink, immediately starts going and it's like rearing up, but it's just tied up to the hitching post. It can't escape. And the other horse just kind of like looks at the snake on the ground, looks at the horse, looks forward as if like Jim in the office staring at a camera, and just goes And you see the reclaimer kind of walk down, the plate mail clinks. He is wearing full face helmet, so you can't see their face or anything. And fails the intelligence check and goes, oh shit, begins trying to kill the snake.
Damn it.
And as he rolls an attack on it, oof, okay, very good attack. Obviously it phases through the snake and you just hear a, what the fuck? And he is now on alert, kind of like scanning his surroundings.
God damn it.
Roll a stealth check for me.
Okay, 21.
A 17 for Barbara.
He's kind of like stroking the horse. The horse is going, rrr, rrr, rrr. And he's darting around. You see that helmet kind of scanning the surroundings. And he draws a long sword and just kind of stands there.
All right, we have a plan B. I mean, I don't know if you want to do a spell, but we have a plan B. It'll be involving me being the distraction and you sneaking into the courthouse. Considering the door is just unlocked and open, I want to assume that if these aren't his horses, there has to be at least two people inside. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, I could go for a sleep spell.
Okay.
I mean, it won't last long, so I don't know if, like, when he comes to, he's gonna, like, alert other people. What do you think?
I mean, how fast do you think it'll... how long will it be that he's knocked out?
Lasts a minute long.
Good Lord. Yeah, maybe not. Okay. Maybe it's best to... I can distract and you can go in. Or I guess... Well, I mean, we can technically go in. Just... We could, well...
Ugh. It's closed to the public. I mean, we're lawyers and attorneys.
Right.
I suppose we could go in, but I just... We don't want to necessarily tie ourselves to to being here, you know?
No, I understand. I understand. All right, I can try and distract and you go in. Yeah?
Give me just a second while I think that over for a moment.
Okay. Or you can put him to sleep, and then you can go in, and I can be here when he wakes up.
The guard begins to patrol the grounds in front of the hitching post, like kind of left to right.
Okay.
Put him to sleep. Just put him to sleep. Do it.
What if...
Trust me. Do it.
What if I, and then Jessica, like, opens up her spell book and flips to a page where there's, like, a crumpled page that was inserted into the book. She's like, we could try this, and she points to the ripped out page from Ostrogon's spellbook of Dimension Door. We could, it's got a range of 500 feet, so it could get us into the courthouse. Because we've already been inside, I have a good image of what it looks like, so I can get us in, I think, with this.
Okay, you just gotta hide the raptors.
Yes, hold on. Here, let's go over this way a bit, and I'll kind of pull us off further to the side.
Yeah, the raptors are like, they've been crouching like in the brush with you.
Aw.
They're kind of laying on their bellies, and so they like inch along with you to not draw attention to themselves. And it, you get the feeling that they're kind of tired too, so.
Yeah.
But they follow you.
Jessica sits cross-legged, palms up to the sky, as she once again does a ritual cast.
How loud is your ritual cast?
I mean, she's trying to be quiet.
Okay, a very short circus tent appears.
Okay, so you guys can just stay in here to keep nice and warm. We'll be back, okay? Yeah? Jessica gives them both a good petting. All right, we'll be back. And we'll go back to the point in the brush that we were at.
Okay.
Jessica offers her hand out to Barb.
Here we go. And Barb takes her hand.
Are you willing?
Guess I gotta be.
Okay. And with that, Jessica casts Dimension Door to teleport inside of the courthouse.
Where in the courthouse are you trying to teleport yourself to?
The bathroom.
The bathroom might be more than 500 feet away at this
point. Oh my gosh. Okay. What about that little, in front of the little cafe? Maybe?
Yeah, do you think the...
Just to have a starting point, really, and go from there.
Well, do you think the Kanku that runs the cafe has left?
I think so. Right? It's like 7-ish.
Yeah, I think they'd left by this point, right? Yeah?
God.
Don't ask me. I'm not there.
I'd like to roll a history check to see if I can remember when...
Roll it. Okay. Roll a history check.
When the Kanku left. Ooh, 20, not natural.
Yeah, you remember that they left before you did, and you left at roughly 6:30-ish.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. So we're going to aim for like the cafe with the dimension door.
Okay, perfect. You cast Dimension Door and this portal appears on the ground before you, just like it did when you guys were outside the hut with Ostrogon. As you cast this spell for the first time, you feel the magic flow through your fingers. You almost feel Ostrogon's presence. And that makes you feel however it makes you feel. And the Dimension Door appears in front of you. There's a little portal. It's taking pretty much all of the length of the spell. But presumably there's one about 500 feet away. You are hoping in front of the cafe.
Okay. And Jessica steps through with Barbara's hand in tow.
Okay. You both step into the portal and you appear inside the courthouse. You see the clean marble flooring. And then to your right, you see that little kind of bursar's area. And to your left, you are like right at the entrance of the cafe. It's open air, so like everything's there, but there's like these little walls with like an entrance to actually go in where you guys were sitting last time. And as you pop out of the dimension door, immediately to your left, at the table you were sitting last time, you see another reclaimer in white armor with a cup of coffee, their helmet on the table. And they look at you and go,
no.
What the fuck? Roll for initiative.
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of Michael Pisani as Jessica Felcher and Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. This episode was edited and sound designed by Giancarlo Herrera. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show show After the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world. Pretty weird, right? I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now, I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet! Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse. A story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.